producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
I guess we can start with that here in this hour of the Good Day program with Doug Steffen and my friend Kara Schillen here to occupy your head and your mind. 888-302-3684. Email to Doug at DougSteffen.com, Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day. Donald Trump, let's look at Georgia first. 38% of the Republican vote went to him, 24% to Marco Rubio, 23% to Ted Cruz. They seem to be the twins here when it comes to some of the southern states. But when it comes to northern states like Vermont, Trump 32%, Kasich 30%, Rubio 19%. I'm still close to the Trump-Kasich ticket, as that's what I think it's going to be. Virginia, let's see, 34% for Trump, 31% for Rubio, 16% for Cruz. Trump got 43% of the Republican vote in Alabama. Cruz, 21%. Rubio, 18%. If I were Rubio, I'd be thinking about packing up. Cruz, let's see, won Oklahoma, 34%. Trump second there, 28%. Rubio, 26%. Massachusetts, Trump, 49%. Kasich, 18%. Rubio, 17%. Cruz didn't even show up. Tennessee, Trump 38%, Cruz 24%, Rubio 21%. Let's see here. Alaska, Cruz 35%, Trump 34%, Rubio 15%. In Arkansas, Trump 32%, Cruz 30%, Rubio 25%. Colorado, let's see here. Colorado was just the Democrats. Sanders 58%, Clinton 40%. In Texas, Cruz 43%, Trump 26%, Rubio 17%, Rubio in Minnesota 36%, Cruz 28%, Trump 21%. So the Donald had a day, and here's what he had to say as he was savoring where he was doing well. I can't imagine him not being the GOP nominee, and if they don't want him, I can see him running as an independent and winning. That's the way I look at it. What do you think? Here is Trump as he sort of works his way through the sleep deprivation with lots of man tan on his face.
This has been an amazing evening. Already we've won 5 major states, and it looks like we could win 6 or 7 or 8 or 9. It's really been great. I want to congratulate Ted on the winning of Texas. He worked hard on it, and I know how hard he worked, actually. And so I congratulate Ted Cruz on that win. That was an excellent win. We're going to make America great again, folks. We're going to make it great again. And, you know, I watched Hillary's speech, and she's talking about wages have been poor, and everything's doing badly, but we're going to make it. She's been there for so long. I mean, if she hasn't straightened it out by now, she's not going to straighten it out in the next 4 years. It's just going to become worse and worse. She wants to make America whole again, and I'm trying to figure out what is that all about. Make America great again is going to be much better than making America whole again.
And then he had a remark about Marco Rubio.
I know it was a very tough night for Marco Rubio. He had a tough night, but he worked hard. He spent a lot of money. He is a lightweight, as I've said many times before. But you know what? We're going to go to Florida. We're going to spend so much time in Florida. We've got about a 20-point lead. I know that a lot of groups, a lot of the special interests, and a lot of the lobbyists and the people that want to have their little senator do exactly as they want, they're going to put $20 or $25 million into it over the next 2 weeks from what just came over the wire.
So he's not going to let up on on Rubio. But he's right about Rubio. Rubio is a puppet. It's pretty obvious he's a puppet. All right, so meanwhile, back at the other side of the table, let's see where Mrs. Clinton and Senator Sanders is. In Georgia, Clinton 71% of the vote. in the primary. Sanders 28%. Vermont, you can't expect it to be any different than it is. 86% for Sanders, 13% for Mrs. Clinton. In Virginia, 64% of the vote went to Mrs. Clinton, 35% to Sanders. Clinton, 77% in Alabama, 19% for Sanders. Sanders got 51% of the vote in Oklahoma, 41% for Mrs. Clinton. In Massachusetts, boy, it was close there. Clinton, 50%. Sanders, almost 49%. That's to be expected. Clinton, 66% in Tennessee. Sanders, 32%. In Arkansas, Clinton, 66%. Sanders, 29%. Texas, Clinton, 65%. Sanders, 33%. Sanders, 61%. Clinton, 38%. So, with let's see here. Looking at all of the, a couple of the other bits and pieces of information. 13 states had primaries and caucuses. And so this is how it worked. And now we heard from Donald Trump, who's the story. But here's what some of the remarks sounded like from Mrs. Clinton.
What a super Tuesday! You know, all across our country today, Democrats voted to break down barriers so we can all rise together. And to be here with you in Florida. I congratulate Senator Sanders on his strong showing and campaigning, and I'm grateful to all of you who voted for me.
All right. Nothing different there. Nothing really different from Trump. I didn't hear anything different. You're wondering who supported Donald Trump, Ted Cruz, and Marco Rubio. Let's talk about that in a moment. 13 past the hour here on Good Day.
In my line of work, I'm trying to make a difference. Not $1 billion, but I do want to be able to save for the future. So this year, I partnered with TIAA to help me map out what I should be doing. Together, we came up with a personalized plan for my finances. And now, it seems like a life of rewarding work just might pay off for a lifetime.
See how we're helping those who do good do well at the new TIAA.org. TIAA, created to serve, built to perform.
Welcome to Staples. Staples guy. One of my company laptops is having issues way over our IT guy's head.
Well, you can trust Staples tech team to fix viruses, slow performance. We'll even get it back to you the next day.
Perfect.
It's Staples Tech Services next day guarantee.
Let's do it.
You want to check with your IT guy first?
I am the IT guy.
I see.
Make up and running happen. Staples. Make more happen.
PCs received by noon, ready next day by 5. Exclude service requiring replacement parts, off-premise services, and unbootable computers. Visit staples.com/tech services for details.
For the best deals and the best styles of the season, get to Lumber Liquidators Spring Flooring Sale. All in-stock North American and European laminate is 10 to 20% off. Get popular styles from just 39 cents. Plus, get up to $2 a square foot off 3/4 inch solid pre-finished hardwood and pre-finished engineered hardwood from 99 cents. Get 20% off wood look tile, and all in-stock vinyl plank is on sale. Plus, deals on bamboo from $169 and 18-month special financing. For the best flooring deals this week, visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
We are back live at the Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis 500, where that number one Blue Emu motor is really putting a hurting on the competition. Speaking of hurting, don't let pain get you off track. Race back with Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Pain Relief Cream. Whether you're in the stands or behind the wheel, ditch your pit and use Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Pain Relief Cream. America's number one emu oil formula, helping you beat the pain today.
Available in stores nationwide.
Growth can be an intimidating six-letter word, especially when the guys upstairs want 7% of it. That's why you need one eight-letter word. G-R-A-I-N-G-E-R. Granger. The G is for growth. From industry specialists to over 1 million products across almost every category, Granger has the resources to help us grow. Now, can you guess what my favorite four-letter word is? W-O-R-K. Let's get back to it. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgranger.com or stop by. Granger. For the ones who get it done.
Last night, Cheryl Loggy made her status. Any moms out there know a good stroller for twins? Help! It got 10 likes and 8 comments. Geico also has a comment, Cheryl. While we don't know which stroller you should go with, we do know that in as little as 15 minutes, you could save hundreds of dollars on your car insurance just by switching to Geico. And with that money, you can buy the swankiest of rides for your tiny duo to cruise around in. Right on down the potty training town. Hashtag twins. Hashtag savings.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. car insurance.
16 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program with a focus on the Super Tuesday results. Is the Republican Party ready for Donald Trump? Does it look like Mrs. Clinton is on track to win the nomination? And are you curious about who voted? There was a lot of polling going on in the 9 primary states. So just very quickly, I see here, I'm trying to do an analysis of what people are saying. A lot of people unhappy, basically, with the way the federal government is working. Remember yesterday, I asked all of you to weigh in terms of what you thought the big issue was, and by the time it was done, 34% of you said the federal government is completely broken. In one way or another, that's what was said. And that needs to be fixed. That needs to be the focus. So that proved, that bore out with the polling that was done after people walked out of the ballot box. People worried about the direction the nation's economy is headed. Let's see here. Most of the people said, well over half, they feel betrayed by Republican politicians and politics and the hierarchy of the Republican Party. Remember, this is a partisan vote. This is where you get a chance as a Republican or a Democrat to pick a person that is what you want the party to stand for. Not what the party wants the party to stand for, but what people who would be voters. So the Republicans are so clueless. They really are. They're still pushing Ted Cruz. And then that's where the money is. And Trump's right. They'll spend a lot of money on Rubio to try to make sure that he wins some more states. He's not going to win anything. He's done. He's finished. He was finished before he started, in my opinion. I thought he was a $3 bill and still do. And I think Cruz is more of a $3 bill. Just not sincere. They're opportunists. And you can say, well, so is Trump. What is Trump going to gain from this other than trying to figure things out? He has all that he needs in life. And this is a situation where I think whether you like him or you don't like him, I think he's pretty sincere about trying to shake things up. And I think he's surprised himself by what's going on. Do I like all the things he says? No, I don't. I think that that some of the approaches he takes to things are asinine. And he doesn't need to say what he does say. But he draws, looking at the polling, he draws substantial support from mostly disaffected Republicans. They want to close the border. Let's see, about 80% of Republican voters supported a call for a temporary ban on non-citizen Muslim entry into the U.S. Trump won 55% of their support across the primary states yesterday. So what do you think about that? Here is some more information here. Listening to Becca Harbinger, who is a reporter, on the lines that people encountered in Knoxville, Tennessee.
Lines have been very long all day to vote in the primaries. This is a combination of two precincts, 66 North and 66 South. As you can see, the line has been long like this since 8 this morning, and it has been like this throughout the day as people wait to vote. This is a situation where people have been streaming in and facing lines throughout the day that last on average about an hour and a half. That is very a little bit throughout the day, but the precinct's captain here tells me one of her greatest frustrations she's heard from people who come on their lunch hour and they find that it's an hour and a half to vote and they have to go back to lunch. We even talked to a number of people who say they came over their lunch hour and they had to go back to work and they tried again after work and they still couldn't do a 1.5 or 2-plus hour wait time. Some people even turned away because they said they have kids that they care or they have other reasons that they had to go home, but they couldn't vote.
See, that's unexcusable or inexcusable. Both. There's just no. That can't happen in America. What is going on? They can't prepare. They can't be ready. They can't handle it. What the hell is the story with that? Man, I'd be ticked if I were one of those people in those lines in Tennessee, wouldn't you? Maybe you were one of them. 21 after the hour here on Good Day.
Oh,
$10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra costs if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Zanuka Chiropractor has the full spine approach to your health and well-being, and his attitude on the air and with his clients at his he's got a large practice in Salt Lake City, Utah, a great clinic, the best thing you can find for an alternative. Thus the Forbidden Doctor website. You go there and you see the podcasts, ideas that he and his wife Mary research, come up with alternatives. There are 65, 70 of these things there now. Hundreds of thousands of people going to the downloads. What was the podcast this week? What was the focus this week?
Animal protein versus plant protein and the arguments for both.
Really? I'd argue on the side of plant protein, as you know.
Yes.
You probably argue on the side of animal protein. Thus, we'd have a conversation.
Yes, we would have a conversation.
And yes. I'd win because I'm right and you're not. It's that simple.
I would win because the stomach is full of hydrochloric acid. Nothing.
Really?
That's designed.
So that's why I have, there you go, Jennifer. That's why I have so much gas, because I have.
We figured it out.
My hydrochloric acid is vegan hydrochloric acid.
All right.
So Jack has also, along with his wife and some important formulae, folks put together like that. That you can use that, Jack, if you want to take it.
Formulaic
folks come up with the this product, Long Life Energy Enzymes, and they got a thyroid product on the market in a month or so. This, however, the Long Life Energy Enzymes on the market today, and you can get a load of them literally and figuratively. All of my friends are on this. Go to ForbiddenDoctor.com. All you got to do is click on products, if I remember correctly, and look for this is something for your pancreas. It's for everything. Probiotics, super duper 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 duper. Save yourself from processed foods. Those of you who are going to not get in the way of the dark act, you're going to need this, because the crap that's around you're going to eat, you're going to have to mitigate it in order to live long and prosper. Anyway, get all the information on the long life energy enzymes on prospering. Yeah, you can get that there too.
Yes.
Read all about the, you don't have to take my word for it, just read intellectually stimulate yourself by reading all about the things that are in this product, the Long Life Energy Enzymes, and then you'll decide to order it. Go to ForbiddenDoctor.com, click on the products, then click on the Long Life Energy Enzymes, and use a code DOUG. You'll get 10% off on your purchase of the Long Life Energy Enzymes, and sign up for the podcast as well. It is not for a profit. That is, it doesn't cost you anything, right? Can't they get the podcast free?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah,
okay. Absolutely. There's about almost 60 of them now.
All right. So the flu vaccine is supposedly 60% effective. I'm not sure what they're using for a yardstick, but that's what the CDC wants us to believe. What do you say? You're not a fan of, neither am I, flu vaccine.
No, because of the contents that are in there. A lot of people think that in a vaccine there's some dead bugs and some sterile water.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, there's as many as 20 to 30 chemicals that are inside there that are designed to shock the body into recognizing something that's dead. Normally, your immune system wouldn't pay any attention to dead foreign material that you breathe in or eat or ingest or anything else. So these extra chemicals have to be put in there, and one of the primary chemicals in a flu vaccine is mercury. But usually what they have is they have a sample of influenza A and influenza B, and they have to select from a series of flu strains from last year's flu season. And remember, these viral agents are always mutating. The things that will cause flu this season. And I haven't had any patients in my clinic complain of the flu yet this year. I've been waiting to see it. Maybe that's why they're saying it's 60% more effective.
All right. Well, Jack Stockwell is here, the Forbidden Doctor. Check out the podcast and all the services at ForbiddenDoctor.com.
Insight Daily Radio. Matthew Desmond is a Harvard professor, sociologist, and recent MacArthur Genius Fellowship winner who's written a striking account of a severe and rapidly developing form of economic hardship in America. Entitled Evicted, his new book is a portrait of a widespread and worsening housing crisis and the devastating consequences for families that fall behind and lose the very roof over their heads.
What's kind of amazing when you do this work is you learn just how open a lot of people are about their lives and how honest they are and willing to share their story. And following tenants getting evicted and following them into homeless shelters or abandoned homes and watching the effects of their children, it was heartbreaking. You know, there was a time the research left me depressed and really wrestling with what I was seeing in these desperate, very hard situations. But I also have to say it was humbling and inspiring to see people's strength and their guts and their ingenuity and their ability to face these incredible odds and these incredible challenges day in and day out. And what I learned is that, you know, when you start off doing work like this, you think that the hard part is going to be meeting people, getting in. But after, you know, years of field work, I learned that the hard part is leaving, is getting out, because you become attached to people and you see how gracefully they refuse to be reduced to their hardships. You know, poverty has not prevailed over the people's the hearts and their deep humanity.
That's Harvard sociologist Matthew Desmond on his powerful new book entitled Evicted, which has just been released. Want to get involved? There's more online at justshelter.org. Insight Daily Radio.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Dr. Joel Wallach is not your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Dr. Wallach asked, why does America spend more money on healthcare by far and yet ranks 50th in health and longevity worldwide? The doctor believes that people should be empowered with a basic understanding of nutrition, then take charge of their life to attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects, requiring more toxic prescription drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies, to our own destruction no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit GCNminerals.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join the GCN Minerals team. Go to GCNminerals.com. That's GCNminerals.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Are you tired of the cold this winter? Are you prepared for the next blizzard or snowstorm? What will you do when the power and heat go off? That could be our future. Fortress Clothing's Bug Out Bag with our head-to-toe solution is your one-step answer to survival in the cold. It doesn't expire, it doesn't go bad, it's lightweight and mobile, and it doesn't just sit on the shelf waiting for an emergency. You can use Fortress today. Be warm and comfortable if you or your family work in the cold. Be warm and comfortable while you play, hunt, fish, camp, ski, paraglide, go sledding with the family, or just shovel the walks. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com is the answer. Your emergency preparedness solution to the cold. Your solution to working or playing in the cold. Visit us at FortressClothing.com and enter radio. Buy now and receive your 20% off discount. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com. It could save your life one day.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
On the Wednesday Good Day program, I'm Doug Steffen with Kara Schillen, analyzing, talking about, interested in thoughts and the focus on some of these perverts that are in the news. I was going to have a little fun with this, perverts in the news, but there's not much fun here with that. The people who are victimized at the expense of others, like Bill Cosby, the sex assault case against Andrea Constant, put on hold by a Pennsylvania appeals court. He's 78 years old. The prosecutors say he doesn't have a right to file for pretrial appeal, but the Superior Court in Pennsylvania has postponed the case, supposedly, until it decides what really went on. This is a disgrace. Here's another disgraceful subhuman being. Yankees pitcher Chapman is his last name. Is it Aroldis? Is that how you pronounce his first name, Kara? I think. I don't know the guy. I just know the story. He's been suspended for 30 games under the new domestic violence policy that Major League Baseball has. He choked his girlfriend. He'll lose $1.8 million of his salary. His girlfriend accused him of choking him last fall. Didn't file charges against him because of conflicting reports. Bunk him. They didn't file, this was in Davie, Florida, they didn't file charges against him because he's a baseball player and it's Florida. That's, come on. Then the other things that go on in the name of people who are just plain crazy, the bishops who head, there's another story today floating around, bishops in the Catholic Church hiding sex abuse cases for hundreds of children, creating a payout chart to guide how much victims received from the church. This is in Altoona, Johnstown area of Pennsylvania. This kind of stuff. No wonder. And Spotlight did well, and we ought to be following more what goes on. That's a damnable outrage. Here's the other stuff, when you look at what's going on, the non-political stories that are important that would get people cranked up if they thought about them, I think about them. And I do want people to know what's going on. I do want people to, frankly, get angry about this stuff and have it be something that we do something about. Reporter Aaron Andrews, let's dig into this a little bit more. After yesterday's court time, you may remember that she's suing the Marriott Hotel where she was staying for allowing a stalker to book the room next to hers and film nude videos of her. This went back to 2008. She was working for ESPN at the time. Stalker is Michael David Barrett, posted the videos online, and then he pleads guilty to stalking her. He got 30 months in jail. She says that she suffered mentally and emotionally as a result of the video and is seeking $75 million in damages from Marriott. So she testified that ESPN required her to give an interview explaining that the video was not a publicity stunt. Marriott's defense counsel arguing that Andrews benefited professionally from the release of the video. So here she is. Can you imagine? I mean, I think I'm going to stay away from Marriott hotels from now on. What about you? That's a way to show this company that you're displeased with it. I'm not staying in a Marriott. What about you? No Marriotts for me as a result of this. Here Aaron Andrews breaks down on the stand, testifying about how she learned about the photos after a friend told her that there were naked videos of her all over the internet.
No, there's not. I don't do that. What are you talking about? And I could just feel my chest, like, starting. I could feel it in my head. And he's like, yeah, you got to check it out. And you, like, I could just tell it was trembling. So I grabbed my laptop and I flipped it open. Like, you know your body? And I saw for 2 seconds and I was like, oh my God. And then I shut it down and I just said, I have to call you back. And I called my parents. I was just screaming that I was naked all over the internet and I didn't know what it was. And my dad was like, he thought he had been in a car accident. He's like, why are you screaming? And I'm just like, Dad, I'm naked all over the internet and I don't know what it is.
Here she was asked while on the stand what some people have been saying about this particular incident.
After this came out in 2009, were there people out there writing that you had done this for a publicity stunt?
Probably for like 3 months, everybody thought it was a publicity stunt. The front page of the New York Post and ESPN scandal. Fox News and CBS, everybody put up that I was doing it for publicity and attention, and that ripped me apart.
Can you imagine how nasty and horrible some people are? She continues testifying. This is something that she'll have to deal with for the rest of her life.
I think that was always my problem with starting a new relationship. And I said that to my mom and dad when I knew things were... When I knew Jarrett and I were going to start having a serious relationship. What he doesn't think about, but I do... What happens when my kids come home from school and they're like, Mom, kids are saying you're naked on the internet. That's something that's always in my mind. And I'll always have to tell my kids, Mommy didn't do anything wrong. This is why this happened. This is who let her. This is who is accountable for this. And this is why it happened. And then the worst part is the other day, I think someone mentioned, is this still going to be an issue when you're 60? Who's going to explain it to my grandkids?
So what do you think ought to happen to Marriott? Should they pay $75 million? I think there's been an offer already on the table for Aaron Andrews. But, yeah, the management of that hotel, the person that knew what this guy was up to, he wanted to know where she was staying so he could stay in the room next to her. And what about 30 months? He's ruined her life in many respects. So why doesn't his life get ruined under the circumstance? Isn't that sort of the way the Don't you think the judicial system ought to work that way? You ruin somebody's life, so your life gets ruined. And people say, well, when people go to jail, their lives are ruined. I'm not so sure about that all the time.
You know, I was watching a video of a news site. I can't remember exactly what site it was. And because Marriott had said that they changed their management after this happened and that it wasn't possible anymore for someone to just call and get a room next to so this news site, they called and they one person got a room and then one of her coworkers called. The hotel didn't know it was her coworker. And they asked for a room next to hers. Well, they weren't able to get one right next to her because it wasn't available. But they got one two doors down, and nobody questioned anything. So obviously nothing has changed, and right. that's terrifying to me.
Yeah, and it's what it is the corporate circumstance. The Marriott's run by, and I'm sorry if you take this the wrong way, the Marriott's run by the Mormons, and the Mormons are sexist. There's a tradition of anti-women thinking on the part of the Mormon church. And this, you know, sort of trickles down, if you will. I'm serious. I'm not going to stay at a Marriott hotel anymore after this. I think people need to have their feelings expressed, and this is a way of expressing it. So people, well, they won't advertise on your program. So what? There's more important things than that. It's just not right. Thinking this should have come from the top. Marriott himself should have called, or they should have in their whatever kind of corporate meetings they have every year, this is the policy, this is what you do, no exceptions, period, end of story. But they didn't do that. And meanwhile, here's Juliana Goldman from CBS reporting on some of the details that are not obvious about this, the court proceedings continuing in the case itself.
Andrews is suing a Marriott hotel in Nashville for $75 million after she was secretly filmed naked in 2008 by Michael Barrett. Lawyers for Marriott argue there's no evidence the hotel knowingly booked Barrett's room next to Andrews. And a disturbing detail for you, Barrett also testified that he posted at least 10 more videos of other women online.
Ugh. What a sick bastard. Huh. Sean Evans, from a site called Complex News, says ESPN, completely clean here, demanding that Aaron did a national interview about this before they'd allow her to come back to work.
When the video first surfaced online, there were some who thought that Andrews coordinated the event as a publicity stunt, including purportedly her employer at the time, ESPN. Andrews says that ESPN wouldn't allow her to return to her duties as a college football reporter until she did a sit-down interview to clear the air, a mandate Andrews says she was opposed to. She claims that the network originally suggested Good Morning America, but that Andrews opted for Oprah instead. I just said, you know what? I know because she's very public about it, Oprah's a crime victim. I talked to her producers. I told her I didn't want to do it, but this was the only way I was going to be put back on air. So we went to the Oprah show. On Monday, the court also played taped testimony from Barrett's deposition, in which she claims to have targeted Andrews because of her popularity and doctored the people in Andrews' room with a hacksaw in hopes of profiting off the video that he made. Barrett was unable to sell the video, but posted it online anyway. Andrews recalls the day and says that it stuck with her ever since, per the Los Angeles Times. This happens every day of my life. Either I get a tweet, or somebody makes a comment in the paper, or somebody sends me a still of the video to my Twitter, or someone screams it at me in the stands, and I'm right back to this. I feel so embarrassed, and I'm so ashamed.
I don't even know how she, yeah, I mean, how do you go out in public where people know what you are doing for a living if you're on the job and not have this affect you? I would say that it was worth $75 million. And what really the attitude that ESPN had shows how strong the old boys network really is. A woman wouldn't have made that decision, it would seem to me. In general, maybe you're saying, well, that's too much of a general statement. I think that men on, you know, when it comes to situations like this, on circumstances like this, are often deaf, dumb, and blind, and they make stupid decisions, really bad decisions. Making her go on the air to do something like that to keep her job, that doesn't rack up any points with me for ESPN. I'm not a sports fan anyway, but so another reason not to. I mean, I think this is how people vote. If you're upset about these things, you don't watch ESPN, and you don't buy or go to rooms at the Marriott. If you're really serious about being upset about these things, that's the course of action you take. 888-302-3684, 45 past the hour here on Good Day.
We are back live at the Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis 500, where that number one Blue Emu motor is really putting a hurting on the competition. Speaking of hurting, don't let pain get you off track. Race back with Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Pain Relief Cream. Whether you're in the stands or behind the wheel, ditch your pit crew and use Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Pain Relief Cream. America's number one Emu oil formula, helping you beat the pain today.
Available in stores nationwide.
QL1, this is Control. Ground crew is secure. Over.
Copy that, Control. Rocket's powering up. Over.
QL1, this is Control. Does Rocket Mortgage require me to fill out a bunch of paperwork?
Negative, Control. Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans is the first on-demand mortgage machine that quickly and seamlessly imports your financial data. You can go through the entire mortgage approval process in minutes.
Copy that, QL1. That is fast, like rocket fast. Do you think that's why they named it Rocket Mortgage? Over.
Affirmative, Control. That's probably why they named it Rocket Mortgage. It also works on any internet-ready device, so you can get a Rocket Mortgage at any time or place you choose.
Roger that, QL1. So technically speaking, you could get a Rocket Mortgage at rocket speed from inside an actual rocket?
Please just press the button, Control. Over.
Copy that, QL1.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button, get mortgage.
Rocket.
Visit for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
This report is brought to you by IHOP. IHOP is sharing the love. On March 8th, pancake lovers nationwide will once again flock to their participating local IHOP restaurant to enjoy one free short stack of buttermilk pancakes in celebration of the brand's annual National Pancake Day. Now in its 11th year, IHOP restaurants will give away millions of free pancakes from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. to guests dining in-restaurant and ask them to leave behind a voluntary donation for their local Children's Miracle Network Hospital, the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, Shriners Hospital for Children, and other local charities. Participating IHOP restaurants supporting Children's Miracle Network hospitals will also sell Miracle Balloons for $1 and $5. The balloons will be available for purchase beginning February 1st through March 8th. Darren Rebellez, President, IHOP.
Every pancake we give away has a purpose on National Pancake Day. Through the generosity of our guests and the hard work and commitment of our franchisees and their team members, we will help fund life-saving treatment and care for children in need in our communities.
For more information, visit IHOPPancakeDay.com.
I recently received my doctorate in astronomy, so mapping trans-Neptunian planets is a cakewalk. But tracking the trajectory of my financial future? Not so much. Fortunately, I've got TIAA. They helped me figure out a long-term personalized plan for my finances that I'm, well, over the moon about.
See how we're helping those who do good do well at the new TIAA.org. TIAA, created to serve, built to perform.
Going on now, Guitar Center is celebrating Yamaha Month, and there's never been a better time for you to make music. Save up to 20% on select Yamaha guitars, basses, drums, keys, pro audio, and more. Deals like Yamaha HS Series studio monitors, buy one, get one half off. Up to $300 off select Yamaha synths and keyboards. Or get a Guitar Center gift card with select Yamaha acoustic guitars. That's right, get $100, $200, up to $300 off select Yamaha gear. But hurry, because the best deals go first during Yamaha Month at Guitar Center.
This is the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen with Kara Schilling. The landing of Scott Kelly, safe and sound back on Earth. Last night at about half past 11 o'clock Eastern time, he landed in Kazakhstan in Russia. Spent 340 days in space aboard the International Space Station. By midnight, he was in a medical tent being assessed by doctors. Here's sort of an overview from NASA.
We got a great view of him now. The folks here in Mission Control Houston letting out a very big cheer. And some quick words from the Soyuz Commander Sergei Volkov, who's bringing the two one-year crew members home first. And then Yuri Malenchenko there on the left. Scott Kelly, as you just said, returned after 340 days in space. NASA's one-year crew member conducted a lot of very important research back down on Mother Earth, back down in Kazakhstan, where he launched from just about 12 months ago.
You know, one of the things that this shows or proves is how easily we all get along if we can put aside the political differences of the leaders of our country. I read something the other day about how these people get along in this circumstance. Their profiles psychologically are matched somewhat, but they become friends. When you're with somebody in an environment like that for almost a year, you get to know them well, they become friends. So maybe all of this international political chicanery could be straightened out by having the leaders of the world go up into a spaceship for a while and live with each other for a while, spend time with each other. It's not unlike what happens over in the Middle East. You hear me talking about this all the time, how in Israel, the average everyday Palestinian gets along. The Arabs and the Jews and the Christians get along, and they don't focus on the differences. It's the political leaders who use these things to gain ground and make money, all of that horrible stuff. But Kelly is a model American citizen, it would appear. Good for him. Glad he's back safe and sound, aren't you? 51 after the hour on Good Day.
Don't know what's in your drinking water? Better get a ProPure. With the Pro-1 G2.0 all-in-one filter, remove over 200 contaminants, including fluoride and lead. Taste water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure water filtration products. There's a ProPure system for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details on our current free shipping special or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Judith McGeary is the executive director of the Farm and Ranch Freedom Alliance. She's an attorney. She's an activist. She also has her own farm. And because of what's going on with government regulations, the industrial agricultural world, the falling apart of our family farm structure in this country. So she alone founded this organization, Roberta and Richie, Farm and Ranch Freedom Alliance, to promote common sense policies for local agricultural systems. And I want to know what you have to say.
Why don't you refresh people as to what the DARC Act is?
Well, the DARC Act is basically, the reason it's called the DARC Act is because it's an acronym for Denying Americans the Right to Know, which prohibits all states from labeling GMOs, making federal labeling voluntary, which, to be clear, it already is, and there is not a single product that's labeled as containing GMO ingredients, not one. As far as I'm concerned, the baddest of the bad is Senator Roberts from Kansas. You agree with that, Judith?
Certainly he ranks up there in the top three. This is an outrageous attack on states' rights. We have, you know, legislators who claim to be conservative, who claim to support states' rights, and then the minute the state does something that their, you know, donors don't agree with, the answer is stop that state from doing it.
Yep.
You know, bring down the heavy power of the federal government. And it goes against, again, these, you know, generally people talk with love and awe about the power of the market. You know, the consumer, you know, the consumer drives the market and this is how our system works. But again, with consumers wanting things that apparently these legislators don't agree with, such as GMO labeling, all of a sudden the consumer is too stupid to know what they're doing, and we need to not let the consumer make such bad decisions, and we're just going to keep the information from them.
Well,
it's,
I posted... go ahead.
No. I was just going to say, it's an insult.
Yeah.
I mean, along with being an incredible overreach of federal power, it's a dismissal of... And sometimes at these hearings, I've heard very, very blatant, simply, well, the Americans don't know, are too, you know, they don't understand genetic engineering.
Oh,
so,
yeah,
you know,
right. They understand choice. And I'm okay with people choosing to eat crap, but they at least they know when they are buying it and looking at the label that they have chosen crap. It should say on the label, this food is crap, but or wherever, whatever it is. And I'm not being facetious here. These phonies, going back, it actually started, I'm going back in my mind to when there was a deregulatory period during the Reagan administration when, at first blush, it seemed to be, I was for it, I want to deregulate everything and let the market decide. But then along with that comes decisions like the Citizens United decision and then the more recent one that allowed a floodgate of money to come from PACs, and no matter what, you can give as much as you want, get as much dough. There's going to be about $5 billion in the Senate and congressional races this year, and another 4 to 5 for the presidential race. I mean, this is unseemly. It's dirty. It stinks. And Roberts ought to be run out of town on a rail. He has done not only a disservice. I mean, the guy's from Kansas, for God's sakes. That's a farm state, and that's how he got to be chairman of the Ag Committee. And he yet all you got to do. What I wish somebody would do, Judith, somebody in a position like yours, is go into the public record shows how much money these people, congressmen, senators, have gotten from the various interests that want to see them reelected. I want to see all of their names with all of the money that's been given by whom, and then you just pound away. And when you go to the hearings, we have people like you and me at the hearings, and we say, okay, Senator Roberts, how about that $1,200,000 that you got from Monsanto, Dow, DuPont, Agrimart, or Cargill, or whoever? I mean, that's what you're going to see.
I would love to see the same thing. Unfortunately, it's literally just not possible at this point, because another part of the decisions that have allowed the corporate money to flood into the campaigns is a lot of it's done through PACs.
Yeah.
And so we don't always know who the donors are. We can make pretty darn good guesses.
Yeah, you can guess. We can guess. So if you want to get to the Senate, you go to the Senate.gov, find your senators, and give them the old 1-2. The messages are at facebook.com/Good Day and Twitter at Good Day. Also, you can call them. That's really the important way of getting through, leaving a message, 202-224-3121, to oppose the DARK Act. Judith McGreary from the Farm and Ranch Freedom Alliance, thanks for being here on Good Day.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.